If there's any more children that'd like to come forward for the time. So this morning, our scripture passage has a mirror in it. Oh, we got more. And in that passage, it talks about looking into the mirror and seeing your face. What do you see when you look into a mirror? What do we see?
Your face.
Yeah, you see your face. Exactly. You see the image of your face. Well, today we're talking about that, you know, obviously you can see that there's a nose in the center of your face and you have eyes and what color hair you have. But today we're talking about an image that's deeper than just our face. The image of God, the love of God, is inside each one of us. And that we might not always be able to see it in a mirror, you know. But if we look really hard, we can see it. Yeah. Yeah, some mirrors aren't, they're not clear and you can't see your face, but some mirrors you can. And sometimes you can see the image of God in yourself, but even more, you can see it in the people around you. You can see it in your mom and dad and your friends, and you can share that love with others. So that's what I'm going to be talking about today in the sermon. So you have a sneak peek. If you would like to pray with us, we're going, let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for this time to be together. Thank you that your love is within each one of us, and your image is on our hearts and our hands and our feet, that we get to share your love with others. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming down. Thank you. All right. See you next week. So as most of you know, we're in a sermon series about why we do the things that we do. So we've talked about why we serve, why we pray, why we worship, why we remember. And today, we're talking about why do we serve? And I hope that we explore through this sermon series deeper meanings. But the first thing that comes to my mind is when you ask me the question, why do we serve? It's because it's a good thing to do. It's the right thing to do to make this world a better place. And that's a good reason, but it slowly becomes a slippery slope to, you should be serving. And that's not what I'm trying to do this morning. Another reason off the top of my head that you might serve is because it feels good. It's fun. It opens your mind and your life to new experiences, new relationships. And I do think service is fun, and sometimes we get more out of serving than we give, and that's amazing. Another reason we serve might be because we've been given so much, and we have the opportunity to give that back. You've heard, too much is given, much is required. And that's a great reason, too, especially in light of Carol's sermon last week about why we give, that we have so many gifts. But I could have given those reasons if I was giving a speech at the United Way or at an NGO or social service organization. Like, that nothing about those reasons has anything to do with our faith. So why do we serve as Christians? Well, a good reason, the one that comes quickly, is because Jesus did. So why did Jesus serve? Why did he spend his life in service for others? Well, Jesus, throughout the Gospels, is always saying over and over again, the kingdom of God is at hand. I am bringing about the kingdom of God on earth. And John the Baptist prepares the way by saying, repent, believe, the kingdom of God is here. Jesus is God in human form and is co-creating with God, bringing about the kingdom of God on earth. I think the reason that Jesus serves is the same reason for us. And I want to explore that with our scripture passage this morning, which I took from the book of James. Now, James has gotten a little bit of a bad rap in Christian history, specifically for Martin Luther. He thought that James should be removed from the Bible, And he thought this because it brushed up against one of the main doctrines of faith, which is we are saved by faith alone. That nothing we could ever do, good or bad, could make God love us any more or any less. And I absolutely believe that, wholeheartedly. But I think James should stay in the Bible because it gives us such a deeper reason to serve. In chapter 2, he said, faith without works is dead. But I chose this beautiful metaphor that James uses in chapter 1. He says, if you hear the word, but do not do the word, it's like looking at your image in a mirror, seeing your face, and forgetting about it, walking away and not even remembering what you saw. In antiquity, mirrors were actually polished metal, so they would have had metal, and depending on, you know, your socioeconomic level, you would have probably had a better mirror the richer you were. So you probably got a good image of yourself, but you might have actually been able to forget what you look like. In today's culture and society, we have reflective images, reflections everywhere of ourselves, mirrors in our car. Your phone, if it's turned off, is a mirror. You can see yourself. Plus, all of the images that we take of ourselves and post on social media, like, it's very difficult to forget what you look like. So I want to extend this metaphor even further of not your eyes and your hair, what you see in the image, but what do you see inside of you? What is your image? And then I want to turn that mirror around and I want to ask you, what do you see in the world? How do you see this world and how do you see God in this world? Because those images are going to deeply reflect how you act in this world. So I want to explore these images using three confessions that I make to myself and to others about why I sometimes have trouble serving. The first one is that this world is kind of messy. It's a big, overwhelming, violent mess sometimes. And that the issues that I want to address are so systemic. They've been around for generations. And it's complex to address poverty and all of these things. And I'm sometimes overwhelmed with where to begin because even there's books about when helping hurts. And you're like, even if I'm trying really hard, I might not actually be doing good things. I mean, it's overwhelming sometimes. And so I want to hold up a mirror to this earth in the way that I see it. Do I see this creation? Do I see God creating as this one-time thing that happened at the beginning of time and God whips it all together in 7 days and then totally walks away and abandons it? But maybe looks over from time to time as a puppet master? Or do I see God as a creator who has not abandoned creation but is continually creating in this world? Is God bringing forth new life? I see this, obviously, in the springtime daffodils that pop up. I see this in relationships that people somehow find forgiveness and then move to reconciliation. I see that God is bringing forth new life all the time. God is still creating. And if God is still creating, then it's not up to me to be the savior of this universe. Jesus already exists. God is still creating, and I get to participate with what God is already doing. So it's honing in, seeing that image of where God is creating and participating with that, maybe even being a co-creator with God in this world. The second reason, confession, that I don't always serve is because, and this is slippery for personal and professional life, is that sometimes I compare myself to others. And with service, sometimes I compare the impact I'm making with other people's impact. I think about this in light of history, like historical serving figures. Like, I'll never be that person. But I also think about that sometimes with people that are around me, people in this very congregation. One that comes to mind is Betty Nixon. She passed away about 2 years ago. She was a person who worked as a political activist for equality for all people, regardless of socioeconomic status, race. She worked in the civil rights movement, And my favorite thing about her was is that she did it with such a confidence and grace. If Betty was in the room, you knew something was going to happen. A few weeks ago, I read the book Becoming Wise by Krista Tippett. And in it, she shares an interview where she interviewed Rachel Naomi Remen. Rachel grew up in the Jewish faith, and her grandfather was a rabbi. And her rabbi came to her fourth birthday party, and he told this story. The story goes that there, in the beginning of time, was darkness, a holy darkness. And the earth was created out of that darkness in a beam of light. The whole world was whole in a beam of light. And something bad happened, and that light broke into 1,000 pieces, hidden all over the earth, hidden inside of each person, hidden in each event and place. And that our job as humans is to make the light known, to uncover the light and connect the light back together for wholeness, to remember the light and make this world whole. See, Krista talks with Rachel about this story, and she says, sometimes people feel powerless to change this world. Sometimes people don't feel like they have enough. But that this story inherently shows us that we have the light inside of us, and the light already exists in the world, and what we do is we connect it. See, I see this as the image of God inside each one of us, connecting with the image of God and the world. And for Christians, Christ lives within us. And he reminds us in Matthew, the sheep and the goats, that when you serve the least of these, my brothers and sisters, the ones that are hungry, in prison, without clothes, when you serve them, you're serving me. It's connecting, making whole this earth. So if Betty were here, Betty Nixon were here, and I said, Betty, I admire so many things about you. I wish I could be like you. She would say, no. We do not need any more Betty Nixes in this world. We need you to be Nancy Hawthorne Parker, to be the image of God that is in me. She holds up the mirror and allows me to see my true image, that God is within me, and I have everything I need. I am more than enough to make a difference in this world. What would you do if you knew that everything you needed was already within you? The last reason I don't serve sometimes is because I'm tired. Like, doing one more thing, really? I don't have the energy for that or the time. Like, please, no. But how is it that I'm seeing the world around me? What is available for me to change and serve and do right where I am? What is the image that I see about the kingdom of God coming up exactly where I am? I was listening to a book on tape while I was driving, a book by Rob Bell called How to Be Here Now. And he tells this great story. He talks about a bus driver in Manhattan. And he has a shift that's near the end of the day when people are getting off work. And his particular bus route, most people get off at the last stop, right before he drives over the river into Long Island. And so the bus driver, before he gets to the end of the stop, says, if any of you on the bus want to leave your burdens, or maybe something bad that happened to you today, you could leave it here on the bus and I'll drive it across the bridge over the river and into Long Island. So you don't have to take it back to the people that you love the most and the people that love you. And he opens the door and people get off the bus and he drives over the river to Long Island. I love this story because this bus driver sees his job as so much more than getting people from point A to point B. It's his ability that he has to bring about the kingdom, helping to carry others' burdens. For some of you, your act of service might be looking at a news article that you see and using that anger to move you forward as the gasoline for that service. For some of you, it might be creating a sandwich for your kid in the morning and maybe putting something extra for one of their friends. For some of you, it might mean signing up for the Great Day of Service to experience a new place in Nashville that you've never been and you want to learn more about what's already happening in this amazing community. For some of you, it might be walking out the door with a bud vase of daffodils and connecting somebody who's homebound to this community, somebody who's been a part of this community for a long time and now can't come to church, so you're going to carry the light to them. For some of you, it might be that you want to know more about yourself or more about the world, and you sign up to go on an international mission trip, like those going to Guatemala. I don't know what it is for you, but I know that you already have everything you need. So the next time that you look into a mirror, don't forget what you see there. Don't forget that God is still creating and that we carry with us the divine image of God.